Oscar and Isaac.
Yeah.
And Isaac sold his inner staff to his brother and went to Elk Courage.
Yeah.
Bought up.
Yeah, that was what Ina said.
Yeah.
Let's get out on the porch and I'll get in.
Okay. They thought he might remember something that you guys don't. And any little clue will help. If we can find any clue.
Well, he's blind, but he remembers things that I don't.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Okay. Let's see. Was your name John?
Huh?
Were you John?
Is it?
Okay.
Come on in. You can see our names.
Yeah. John Vanden. Okay, does this plug-in work right here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just plug my tape recorder in because the batteries are kind of low, if that's okay.
You boys out there
want
to talk to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. I'm J.C. Porter, and this is my cousin Scott Porter. How you doing there?
Fine.
Good. Here, I got my tape recorder on. Is that okay? Okay. Here. I doubt that. I'll just set it down here.
They wanted to ask you if you remembered anything about
them. Well, all I know about that, I've heard them say that Andy Porter lived out there, and that's who Oscar Thomas and Isaac Thomas both that there. But as to what it went to, I don't remember anything about it. What it went to.
Yeah? You remember? Go ahead.
I know of three Andy Porters in this part of the country. Well, the two of them lived, one lived over here on in the fall. And one lived over here in West County.
Yeah. Was this years back or is this now, you mean?
Oh, and the Andy Porter over there in West County, he's not been dead too long.
Yeah.
But this one over here has been dead for a good long while.
And then there's the one that lived in the Thomas house also.
Yeah.
And you don't know what happened to him?
No, I don't know what went with him, where he went to. Him.
Nobody ever heard of him since.
Well, not that I ever heard of.
Yeah.
Well, did you all know where he went to?
Yeah, we're part of him.
Part of
he's our great 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 grandpa.
He was fourth?
Third grade.
Third.
He moved to Carter County, Kentucky. That's in northeastern Kentucky. And he's probably got 8,000 to 10,000 descendants now.
Probably have, but back then they raised large families.
They sure did, yeah.
There's 13 of us.
Oh, is that right?
Up in North, another man had 15, and one up here on Elk Creek had 16.
And Anna really didn't, she couldn't tell you nothing, no way that her dad bought that place though.
Grandma Porter, and I said, was it Andy Porter? And she said, yeah, that sounds familiar. And then she said, there was 262 acres in that farm. Does that sound right to you? 262 acres? I guess so.
Yeah, I guess that's about what there was of it.
According to the deed book in Grayson County, at Independence, that said there was a 250-acre plot and a 12-acre plot. They both sold them there 2 days apart in 1866. They sold one to P.O.J. and Isaac Thomas, and they sold the 12 acres to Ephraim Catron, but later the Thomases bought it from the Catron, not much later, 2 years later, that 12 acres. So that would have made 262 acres altogether.
Well, you know where this brick church is out here.
Brick church?
Yeah, did you pass?
Summerfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a little ways down the road there to where the line of that barn comes to.
Yeah.
And then up yonder, the an old mill place. Did you see that up there? The mill burnt here not long ago. Did you see a...
We saw it last year, yeah. We went by.
And a bridge across the creek right this side of it.
Yeah.
Well, right down this side of it was the line nine where it went to up the road that way.
What, that mill was part of the property?
No, I don't think so.
No, that mill wasn't part of it.
It is back down this side where the line went to.
Yeah.
Well, that house, you remember the house on the turn of the road?
Yeah.
Set up on the sharp turn in the road and a little garage below the road.
Yeah.
Well, now that's a part of that place.
Huh. Is that bridge still there by where that mill was?
Yeah.
What kind of mill was that?
Well, I made flour and cornmeal and buckwheat flour.
Wonder how old it was.
Well, I don't know how old this building was. My dad helped get the big timbers out it was in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I got it. Cut them in the woods and used them.
Huh.
And then they brought them up here and two or three men took broad axes and used them again. It looked like it'd been dressed. Did you ever see a broad axe?
I don't know. I've heard of them. I don't know if I've ever saw one or not.
Well, now, man, they had a crooked handle in them so you could hew down by the side of a piece of timber. Handle crooked over this way and then come back here.
Oh, yeah, I saw one.
The blade of them, I guess something like that long.
Huh.
And it's beveled on one side.
Yeah?
Well, a left-handed man, he had to have a crooked handle so that he could hew with it.
Yeah.
And a right-handed man, you took that handle out and turned jacks right around so the right-handed man could use it. I've used one of them a little.
Right there lays a millstone at the bottom of them steps that come out of the mill that washed away up there. Before that, it is put back there.
Yeah? Huh.
I believe they said it washed away in about 1877 or 1878, somewhere along that.
And out there sits another millstone. Was that another?
Yeah.
Another mill on down the creek.
Well, those grooves just let the grain come out to the side and fall off, huh?
Yeah, it drowned it then. You see them grooves
now,
in there?
Now, them stones laid down flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that in the setting up out there, that's the one that turned.
Yeah.
One of them was bedrock, and the other one was the one that rubbed.
I'll tell you one thing, the man trimmed them out, he knows his business.
Well, you're not kidding. Wonder who trimmed those out? Someone around here? Or do they buy those special?
I don't know where they come from. That's some kind of a good granny.
Yeah? You don't know anything else about the porters that lived up there?
No. That's all, and I've never heard anybody say as to how many children that he had.
Huh.
Well, I never did either, and I remember it. But I've heard my mother talk about him living out there.
Yeah?
And that's all I remember. And another old lady that was older than my mother, I've heard her talk about it. She stayed there since. But now as for knowing anything about them, I do not.
There's an old cemetery out there, up in the field, out beyond the house. Well, did you notice a house up in the holler there above this brick house?
What brick house? The rock house?
You know where the rock house is?
Yeah.
Well, right on up the road, there's a brick house on the right of the road going from here up there.
Yeah, newer brick house?
Well, now up in that field right this side of it, there's an old cemetery up there that they told me at one time, but I don't reckon there's any sign of it there now.
Huh. Wonder who all's buried up there.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't guess anybody in this country would know.
Is there any tombstones up there?
No.
No tombstone.
No. Yeah, what are you doing?
No, back out this side of that, there's an old cemetery.
Yeah.
The old Bethel Cemetery.
Yeah.
And there's no tombstones up in it. All it is rock to the head and foot to the ground.
But you can't read any of the, no names on any of them.
No. But I know of two people that they said is buried there.
Who's that?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah. This woman down here at the foot of the hill lives in that house across from that store building now.
Yeah.
It was two of her dad's brothers that was buried down in that old cemetery.
Huh.
Well, there's somebody here a year or two ago hunting was a bird that was hunting for some of his people that's buried, supposed to have been buried out there.
Yeah.
My brother was telling you all out there yesterday about me in Kentucky hunting our granddaddy, great granddaddy's people.
Yeah.
Well, they found where he was buried at, but they done away with that part of the cemetery. No sign.
Huh.
Somewhere in Kentucky they found this. Mm. He went to the courthouse and
yeah.
That's where they went to all the time when they was hunting out there.
Huh. Sounds like what we're doing.
What did you all find up there in the courthouse? Is two porters got that in it?
Yeah, we found, let's see. Andrew Porter owned 140 acres. His first 140 acres he bought from a Wesley Thomas, and then within, it was less than 10 years, he sold it back to Wesley Thomas, and that was your great-grandpa, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then there was some other land he bought from some other people, but then about 1866 he sold 250 acres to the P.O.J. Thomas and Isaac Thomas, and he sold 12 acres to that Ephraim Catron. But Ephraim Catron turned around a few years later and sold it back to the Thomases, so that made 262 acres that went to the Thomases that the Porters once owned. And so that's definitely it, it sounds like. About 1866 was when they'd have bought it from him.
Yeah. Well, that is just after the Civil War.
Yeah.
There's all them that Thomas family was in the Civil War, the men but one.
Yeah. They were up.
I tell them I had three granddaddies in the Civil War. Granddaddy Green, my granddaddy Thomas, and my granddaddy Green died up here at Stanton with typhoid fever. He is in the war.
Yeah.
And after he died, my grandmother Green married a hawk.
Yeah.
The one you call a step granddaddy, right?
You ever heard of a Levi Porter in the Civil War from around here? Andrew's oldest son was named Levi, and he'd have probably been about the same age as POJ Thomas. Levi Porter.
If I'm not mistaken in this book, Grayson County, I have seen that name.
Yeah? What, is a soldier for the Confederacy?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of them listed in that book.
Is that the new Grayson County book they just wrote a couple years ago?
Well, Gwen, now you get your niggas in and find out.
Here, come here. Okay. Well, he was Andrew's oldest son, and he was in the Civil War, and he was captured for a while.
He's probably about the age of some of the Thomases.
Yeah, he'd have been born in 1845, so he'd have been about the same age as your P.O.J. Thomas and Isaac.
Oh, my granddaddy was born in October of 1845, but he didn't have to go. He run away.
Yeah.
And the other three, Mitch Thomas and Isaac and Oscar, all had to go.
Huh.
Did you see a picture of that house out there before that stone case is put around?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a picture of it in there.
Yeah.
And all that framing is mortised.
Yeah, right there is a picture of that house.
Yeah, there yeah, it
we,
is.
We saw that picture.
Yeah, that's...
And I was telling you about our granddaddy. Right there's a picture of his house.
And how far is that from here?
That's a short ways over the hill, yeah.
Huh. The top.
So there's a part of this west end of the farm, and he had a patent on his road on a lambskin. And he made it the U.S. patent office.
What was the patent for?
Oh, part of this land that my great granddaddy Thomas owned.
But why would he patent land?
Well, the government owned it. Nobody had took it up. And he took it up, and the government made him this patent on it, gave him a patent on it.
Huh.
And his road on a lambskin.
I'll be darned. Is there any old land around here that nobody owns? We found our Andrew Porter. We can't find 12 acres that he had. He bought 429 acres altogether, but he only sold 417 acres. So that's 12 acres unaccounted for.
Well, it might have wasn't they surveyed. If they surveyed it, it might not have run out what it
is. Might have surveyed it wrong.
A lot of this deeds in this part of the country, there's so many acres, more or less. That's the way they make the most of the deeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, if you buy land of a certain number of acres and you run that and it don't run out that, they've got to put you your money back up. And
yeah.
Most people have just wrote more or less, so many acres more or less.
Yeah. Then
that way that takes care of that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd have been a private.
I guess he probably is in the Daredevil. Went from Elk Creek.
The Daredevils, you say?
Yeah.
What, was that a name of a regiment or something?
Yeah, Napper Paid Hale. Trained them up here at Elk Creek, Kentucky.
Alfred Hale?
Napper Pate.
Napper Pate.
Yeah. They say he is killed in the second Manassas battle. They said he'd have his men to load guns and had these breastworks, sand in bags built up at this behind. He said he had men to load guns and he stood up on top of that and done the fire.
Now right there's our granddaddy. Right?
Yeah, take a time.
Right there, there's a Thomas.
I don't really care if there it is.
How old are you now?
Me?
Yeah.
72.
Have you ever heard what it was like around here right after the Civil War? All the carpetbaggers and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've heard them talk of it.
What's some stories about that?
Well, I don't know too much. I don't remember too much about it.
I heard some of the Catrons moved to Kentucky there, and they said all the soldiers came up and stole their horses one day when they lived here.
Well, now, up here on the creek during the Civil War, they stole horses up there, and their grain.
Who did that? The carpetbaggers?
No, the Yankee soldiers done that.
Oh, yeah?
So they said.
Just came through here and stole whatever they wanted, huh?
Yeah. Well, according to the history, a lot of these southern homes, old homes, is burnt by the north. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did the Thomases ever have any trouble right after the Civil War, since they'd been Confederates and the North
no,
won?
Not that I know of. If it did, I never heard tell of.
Never heard of any trouble they had.
No.
Hmm.
I guess a lot of told wasn't so.
Yeah. Do you know of any people around here that practiced hypnotism and table walking?
No.
Because that Levi Porter I spoke of, he got into that somehow. He had an old book, I guess, and he started making tables walk in Kentucky there. And...
Well,
I don't know if he got started in it here or not.
Yeah, here's a picture of a reunion in 1914.
Yeah?
And right there is our granddaddy Thomas.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you find any porter? No, I never found no porter.
Well, we bought that book, so we can look through it real close. We got it out in the
yard. You got one of
them? Yeah, we bought one at the library the other day, yesterday.
According to that book, some newsman out west somewhere wrote this story, and a fellow Phipps back up there at Bridal Creek above Independence, it said that that the people believe that this Phipps is the daddy of old man John D. Rockefeller.
Where'd they get that at?
This news report wrote this story out west somewhere.
Was that right? Who built that? First court in Grayson.
There were one for Rockefeller to say a Phipps in that name. I don't believe I'd want a prince at the tail of that unless I love you, son.
Did your family have any slaves before the Civil War that you know of?
Well, my granddaddy Thomas up here, great granddaddy Thomas, Wesley Thomas had a slave.
Just one?
Yeah. He bought him and he was one night long till he run away, got away.
Slave got away.
Yeah. I'll tell you yesterday about our grandmother telling us. We furnished a picture to him for this.
Yeah?
Is that the one you said that she weaved or something herself?
Then they put the picture on that cloth?
Yeah. She wore the board cloth. With an old man and his son in Nelson County. And this old man was 94 years old when we had died, and he was in the Jackson Brigade during the Civil War. And he said that Jackson never went into battle, but what he got down and prayed before he went into battle.
Is that right?
And he said he'd send these scouts out and find where the Yankees is at, and they would march day and night and run up on them about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when they bedded down and bounced off the Yankees. Said, you boys in this part of the country last year?
Yeah, we were just here for one day and two nights last year.
And you didn't find a home out here for a place last year, did you?
No, we just now found it yesterday, I guess. We ran across it. We thought we'd come out and see what it was like, and we came up and talked to you and your brother down there, and it's definitely it.
Of all military men I've ever read after, Robert E. Lee, I guess, is one of the greatest men that ever commanded. He could have sold some insurance company after the Civil War offered him a big amount of money just to use his name, and he refused. And he is offered Grant's job by Abraham Lincoln and refused to take it, said he would not lead the army against his own people. You know, he is born and raised in Virginia.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
Said if he led the army, he'd go back home. He was in the U.S. Armed Forces at the time that the war broke out. Said if he led the army, he'd go back home and leave one. He would not lead the army against his own people. Now, there ain't many men that turn down a thing like that, is
no, not many.
Big amount of money, he wouldn't sell his birthright to nobody. Presidents nowadays, soon as they leave office, while their papers, they offered large amounts of money for them. Irontell Johnson papers that he collected while he was president.
Yeah.
It was worth $5-6 million. Huh. Well, them papers don't actually belong to them.
Now you can see, you look close and you can see it, that's on clause.
Yeah.
It sure is.
And for the simple reason,
and that is a
coyote hat. The United States, you're president 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's
that right.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Be a big job. Who made the picture on here?
It was sent off somewhere and made.
That's something else.
You live anywhere near Paradise, Kentucky? Have you ever heard of that song?
I don't believe I've ever heard of it.
Have you ever heard that song, that thing about that?
Paradise, Kentucky.
Daddy, old daddy, take me back to Lunenburg County on the Green River where Paradise lay. I've never sang that just the day before on the radio.
I've never heard of that.
I think I ever heard it.
And there's that's, boys of this family.
Yeah?
Let's see. Here's your brother that's not here today, isn't it? Or is that?
That's the one who lives down there on
him.
The road.
Yeah.
And this is the one that's here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts here, the oldest, and comes out this way, and then goes back.
Let's see, is this you here?
Yeah.
And let's see.
There was 10 of us boys.
Is this Val here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 lived to be grown. That was made in 1952.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a brother of Aaron and lives in Merrill.
What's that sign on there for?
He's never been married. Out of the 9 lived to be grown, 3 married.
Is that right?
Huh. And that one, this one, he'll soon be 78 years old.
Huh.
Which one was this?
Here.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who put that sign on there?
I think he looks good with that beard.
Yeah?
And
yeah.
It's as white as snow.
Huh. Isn't that horse to win the Belmont race tomorrow?
I haven't been following it any.
I don't know, really. I hadn't. That spectacular bid, is that what you're talking about?
That fella that trained that horse, his granddaddy. Dad was raised up in Elk Creek. Bud Delford. Actual name's Grover, but they call him Bud.
Yeah.
And his daddy was drowned out here at the Marion in that at the state park out there.
How long have you been blind now?
Soon be 46 years.
Is that right?
1934.
Was it an accident or?
Yeah, I drove up on the 4th of July 1934 about 4 o'clock in the evening on a great job 22 miles west of Harrisonburg in the George Washington National Park.
What was it, fireworks, you say? Or?
No, it blasted.
Oh, you're...
Rock.
Oh, I see.
It's great in this road.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I got blown over 100 feet.
100 feet?
Yeah, I walked up to this hole, stooped over like that, reached down to pick this wire up, and did she went off.
Huh.
And they didn't know for a while what went with it. And this whole bunch of cars in the road waiting to get by, and it blowed rocks all over their cars. And they said that them people was mad because they didn't let them know that it was going to blast. This boss man said he told them that nobody knew the thing was going on.
Is that right?
Well, there's actually two holes loaded, and both of them went. How old are you two boys?
I'm just 19.
I'm 20.
You young,
yeah. Yeah.
Right age for the next wall.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which one of you, the porter?
We're both porters.
Both
porters. Yeah, both us porters.
We're cousins, first cousin. Yeah, our great-great-grandpa was born here in 1855. He was the son of Andrew Porter that lived here.
That is. I had two brothers, my two oldest brothers, was in the First World War.
Yeah.
I had three brothers in the Second World War.
Huh.
And the two youngest was twins.
Oh, yeah?
And they didn't go to camp together in the Second World War. But they was put together later.
Yeah.
And went through it together.
Huh.
They was in nine foreign countries.
They were in a lot of fighting and stuff. And...
Oh, yeah. They was in a tank destroyer outfit.
Huh.
And our oldest brother is in the First World War. He was gassed in France and reported missing.
Huh.
And... after he come home, I seen him didn't look like he could live. But he was past 85 when he died.
Yeah. Hmm. Where'd this church pew come from? Is that from Summerfield Church?
They had it out there in the old school building. But it come originally from Wilford.
Well, it did.
Yeah. Out of a church over there.
Is that Summerfield Church the way it was originally?
That
building there is the way it is built up when it was built there.
Did they put brick on it later?
No, it was built out of brick. There ain't no framing inside of the wall. That is plastered right to the brick.
Is that right? Yes. So it's the same frame and brick, or same brick structure?
It was built year-round bone. That cornerstone was laid in it. To the left of the front door in the wall, that is a white marble block in there.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the brick that is built out there was made just west of that.
It was?
Yep.
Some of these old brick houses, the walls of them is about 18 inches thick.
Yeah. Well, what about that sign that says 1838? Was there another building before that then?
Yeah, there's a weatherboarded church there in that old cemetery that's west of the church. There's a log church stood there. And then before the church was there, that old cemetery I was telling you about out there that the rocks is up to the grave.
Yeah.
There's an old church there, Bethel Church, it comes.
Yeah. But the First Summerfield Church, it was there just on the other side of the cemetery as a log church.
Well, it is where the old cemetery is at. I've seen some of the logs out, haven't I?
That was the one that was built in 1838, I guess.
Sammy Brewer deeded that church property there in 1834, wasn't it?
I believe it was 1833 or 34.
Huh.
And it must have been in woods the time that he needed it for a church.
I guess this whole area was all woods at one time and people just cleared it off then, didn't they?
Yeah. There's a Dickerson. Old man Johnny Dickerson owned a lot of this land in this part of the country. Well, one time he owned, didn't that book say 50,000 acres?
I think so.
That must have covered part of the next county, too.
I think that's what he lived off of, sold the land along, lived off of it.
Huh. 50,000, ain't
you had that now, you down the park.
Well, you would. You'd be, for sure. One of the richest men in the world, 50,000 acres.
We was loud high in Kentucky and Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
One of these mountaintops, yeah, people was buying, building cabins in the top there.
Yeah.
And one time after the Civil War, people went into these mountains and lived there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the most of them left out of these mountains now.
Yeah.
Got down on the road.
There's plenty of land grazing together, bringing better than $1,000 an acre.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, for sure. How much would land cost for a few acres up on a hill? About $1,000 an acre or something up there in the woods?
Somewhere around $1,000.
A fellow from Ohio bought 130-some acres out here for it.
Yeah?
And give $20,000 for his man. And he moved a trailer in now. Well, Saturday they had it hung out there in the curve in the road, the road blocked, and they finally got it loose some way or another a Sunday and got it on up by. It is trailer 12 foot wide and 60 feet long. Well, they won't go around these short trails.
No, I thought about that.
A year ago.
And they got a loader. And it called on the back end of it.
Yeah.
The place they call them now
for Wilkes.
Yeah.
Considerable damage.
And I was telling him, huh, he was here and brought some cattle in here. I was telling him, he was telling me about selling a place up there somewhere. 30-some acres. And a 2-bedroom house on it. Brought 87,040.
Yeah.
No.
You know, up where we're from, that's a good price, though. That seems like a lot, but that's... I'm not kidding you. That's a good price. I know people that... Just scattered woods area. 20 acres went for $60,000, and that was a real good price up there.
Oh, yeah.
Just 20 plain acres, just some big trees on it. $60,000. 3,000 an acre. That was a pretty good price.
Well, I've got a niece that lives up in Merrill.
Yeah.
And here's some down back. She bought a lot to build her a house on in Pennsylvania. Wasn't it $11,000 it cost her?
Yeah. $11,500, I would say.
Yeah.
Just a lot to build a house on.
Yeah. It's been in a nice subdivision someplace or something like that.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I don't see how people build this big. This subfloor,
that's
$3 and a half a sheet.
Yeah.
Now it's tens.
Yeah. That's right. That's it's unbelievable. 2x4 is more than $2 a piece now, just about.
8-foot 2x4s, we used to give them 50 cents a piece. Delivered on the job. And the last time I was buying more in Galax, it was about $2.
Yeah.
8-foot 2x4.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Talking about people working, my dad worked up here. You remember a big house on the right way on up beyond the mill? Why is that?
I'm not sure.
Well, anyhow, he worked out on that place 4 years at $8 a month. Huh. $96 a year. Well, up yonder on 21, where Dr. Moxley lived in an old brick house, it would be on your right after you turn to go towards the independence. It's the first big house on your right. Well, it's the only house that's on the right, between the creek and the house there after you turn on the road. And he worked there 4 years at $8 a month.
Hmm.
I've told people that I wouldn't be afraid to pay it. And I ain't having more money in 1 year than my dad had in a lifetime.
That's probably about right. That's about right.
Our dad died in 1923.
Oh, that's the time I got hurt. $3 or $5 for 10 hours, the most money I ever made in a day.
Huh.
Worked 10 hours a day.
50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a nephew at the working at Carpenter's trade. Masonry work.
10 or 12 an hour.
he ain't grown yet.
Yeah.
And he's making $5 an hour carpenter work and five and a half masonry work.
Yeah, he's just a young guy.
Oh, yeah, and he studied this in school.
Yeah.
His masonry work.
Yeah.
Sitting here on the end, back here on the end, talking to one of them. Well, I was sitting there telling you this.
Yeah.
And got telling about an old store that used to be at Elk Creek.
An old store?
Yeah. And I told this woman, I said, I oughtn't tell this, but I'm going to. It was an old Irishman, my dad said, run this store.
Yeah.
And back then, people sold beeswax.
Yeah.